Okay, finishing up with Dine Amir al-Hakam, which we just started yesterday. So we said anything that a yid is not allowed to do, he's not allowed to ask a guy. The tesvav, afilu even if the guy comes by himself to do the malacha for Yisrael, this is mamish from the most misunderstood halachas. The guy comes in and does the malacha for you. You didn't have any, you were sleeping, and then the guy came in and did whatever. Tzarech, whatever you wanted. Tzarech HaYisrael, Limchais Bay. The Yisrael has to come say, stop. If a guy comes in and wants to remove the wicks, the burnt out wicks, that it should light well, Tzarech, you have to make a macha. Right? And Kol Shekein to hint to a guy that it doesn't work. Right? Except there's times that we allow hinting in a regular situation. But if you're not even allowed to have a guy do work for you that you don't ask, it's a kol shekein. All right? Fine. So if a person sees that he could come to a loss, let's say he his barrel of wine is going bad, kadaim or similar things like that. What the can call the guy there, Yisakno. Even though he knows the guy's going to fix it, Gemura. Even if he's going to do a legitimate malacha, as long as he doesn't have any sort of hint of a commandment to fix it. All right? Meaning he could basically say, well, basically what he can announce is going to say, whoever makes it that I don't will not have this loss will not lose. And then the guy understands that and he fixes it for you, and then after Shabbos he'll come and figure out what he's gonna ask for you. Main maruba, but this should not be done unless it's a hefsid maruba. How you define hefsid maruba, that's totally subjective. Yud zayin davar she'en a malacha gemura, something that's not a malacha gemura, ve'en aser ela mishum shvus, and it's only also because of shvus, meaning it's a derabbanon, if hu tzarech mitzvah, if it's for a mitzvah, ay b'mitzvah chayli, or even, it means even a partial sickness. Mutalar malakam la'asayis, you can have a guy to do it. You need a guy to bring beer or other anything else to Tzarech Shabbos off the Mokum Shein Eruv, even if there's no Eruv. Right, so you'd have a guy bring you the food. Now that's also subjective because you have all the food in your house, and let's say you forgot one little thing. So the question is that really considered enough of a mitzvah for Shabbos? Right? So, because what I was saying, it's mutar. See, you can only do it b'shasat chak that you don't have what to drink. Right, but if you have what to drink, then even if it's not the right type of drink that you want, so then you can't ask the guy. Right, our b'shul tainuk da'alma ain't lahatir. Stam tainuk, you can't have the guy do it. V'loy malakav la'avi mechutz l'tchum. To tell the guy to bring something outside the chum, afilu b'dieved, also b'shabas mashehevi, even if he already did it, you're not allowed to. It's also what he brought is also. V'yeshem du'ad din b'makom hefsid, and the same thing b'makom hefsid, k'goyin l'tato schayra haneseles min hakshamim, to take schayra that gets ruined by the rain. Mutar al yidei akum, then you can do it with a guy. V'yeshesmach ad rain b'makom hefsid gadol. And you could be Simach on their words, but Makam Hefsid Gadol. So those are the Heterim. And you could ask different Rabbanim, their different opinions over whether that's considered a Tzara Gadol, not a Tzara Gadol, etc., etc. But the Yesod is the same Yesod, which is that if it's a Hefsid, or it's Mixas Chayli, or it's a Mitzvah, so then it would be, you'd be allowed to ask a guy. When it's cold, because the tanah, you're allowed to ask the guy to heat up the tanah. Everybody's considered cold, sick when it comes to cold. So that's why you could ask the guy straight out, even though it's an issa deraisa. Because for a chayla, a real chayla, You're allowed to even ask a guy to do the raisa. Mixas chayla, you can ask him to do the rabbana. Real chayla, you could ask straight out into the raisa. It's not so important. Ain't lost this place, you shouldn't do this. It's also to let the guy heat up the tanner on Shabbos after Chatzos. You can't do that either. I mean, you could do it for Shabbos. You can't do it for Motzai Shabbos. You test also Lashlech. You're not allowed to tell a guy to go out of the tchum to tell relatives of the mace that their relative died, or to go find somebody to say a hesped. Fine, look, come on, Simon Kutzat the Gimel. Fine. Chaf. Akam Jamavim Tvuli Yisom B'chavei Seim. Let's say a guy owed a Yid money and he brought grain as his payment. But Yisrael Nais and Liasim Avteach Leitzer and the Yisrael gives him the key to his Eitzer. Va'akam Maidi Du Maini L'Sham. And the guy will go and he's counting how much he's on, he's unloading. He needs to pay back, so he's busy in the paying back the yid. That's not a problem. The tefuah is not considered the yid's until after it's measured. Yisrael can stand there, so that he shouldn't make a yata. It means he shouldn't. It means to make a mistake. It means he shouldn't rip him off. We've actually adabri meklal min ha'esek, as long as he doesn't talk about the business at all. Aval imaviuloi tvuashaloi. But if he brings the yid, his own grain, meaning the yid's grain, asalamilam, then you can't tell the yid, please unload it into my property. Because if it belongs to the yid, that means they're working for the yid. Even if they themselves want to unload it, Tzarech Limcha Islam, you have to make a macha. Excuse me, here is like sometimes.
What's the
What?
difference? The first case is also he is returning something that belongs to Yid, no?
Yeah, but right now it doesn't belong to the Yid yet. He didn't pay it back yet.
Until what? Until he unloads it?
Till he makes a kinyan. Till the Yid makes a kinyan.
No, the Kenyan Hatzar. So once he unloads it,
Huh?
Kenyan Hatzar.
Yeah, I'm
So
assuming it's a
when he
Kenyan
unloads it,
Chatzah. Once he unloads, it becomes the yids, but the unloading is the issue.
then he cannot do anything with it. He cannot like measure and stuff like that.
Correct. That's what I would think. Now, there's a different thing. So people sometimes get a delivery. It's supposed to come Friday afternoon, furniture delivery, right? And then it ends up coming Friday night. So can you let them unload it? Can you let them not unload it? So I think there also, it doesn't belong to the yid yet, right? You don't
But
have to pay.
it's Marisayan, no? It's Marisayan. They're
So then you
doing
get
law
right.
from
So then
your.
you get into Marisayan issues. But if it's clear, like that, they work for a company, and nobody thinks that they're working for you. Like if it's a marked truck,
You're
like is
paying
it
the company for delivery and stuff.
correct? But Lamaisa, you're not on the hook to pay until it's in your property. Right, so that these are shilas.
The contract is not enough of a Kenyan. The purchase contract and the transfer of money is not enough of a Kenyan.
And I don't think halachically it's not halach. I don't think legally it is either. Anyways, weiter. What do we leave off? I'm a real like Tvua Shalai, right? It was okay. Chaf Aleph. Nachri Yosek Gvina Michala Shalai. A Nachri who made cheese out of his own milk. He saw Royas the Chaliva Vagyuan, and the Yisrael is watching the milking and the cheese. Kadeshi Timur Teres Yisrael, so that it should be Mutter Yisrael, right? He's giving the Hashkacha. Right? Yuchal and Knoyz the Lacher Shabbos, and he can buy it after Shabbos. Ava Bisha Nachri Mechavim Beshvil Yisrael the Machrolai, even though the guy has in his head that he's making this cheese for the yid, since the cheese belongs to the guy. And not only that, the yid can actually tell him, make cheese. You could tell a guy, do your malacha. He's not working for the yid. The yid will benefit from it eventually, but he's but he's not. It's the guy working for himself. Afilu Magim is a Revel Yisrael. Even if Yisrael end up profiting, because the bottom line is the guy is doing working for himself. Chafes Akum Shekana Scharam Yisrael Abba Shabbos Lakachta. A guy who bought things from Yisrael and he comes on Shabbos to take it im Efshar. If it's possible, Yesh Lamanai, then you should don't let him take it, because it looks like he's doing business on Shabbos. Fine. Chav Kimel, Mishi Yesh Yartzeit b'Shabbos. He has a Yartzeit on Shabbos. This is for Naftali Liner. V'shokach l'had l'gnei, and he forgot to light the candle. Yachal lemer l'akam ben hashmashas sheyadik ben hashmashas. He could ask the guy, meaning until Tzeis. That's about a half hour. Avaloi in New York. Avaloi b'Shabbos, you cannot. It's not important enough, the Yartzeit candle, for Shabbos itself. Okay, then another major one. Simon Sadi Aleph Dinah Mishi Yesh Lim Mechush Ba'alma V'Chayla She'en B'Sakana. Somebody who has a Mechush Ba'alma and has a Chayla She'en B'Sakana. Uba Yud Chesifim. This is the people not feeling well. Aleph Mishi Yesh Lim Mechush Ba'alma. He has a Mechush Ba'alma. Who mischazik V'Chayla K'may Bari. And he's walking around like he's healthy, but he's not feeling so great. Also, last is L'Shum Refuah. You can't do any Refuah to him. Afilu B'davar She'en B'Mishum Malacha. Even if there's no Malacha whatsoever. Afilu Lasuch B'Shem. And even to that he can smear himself in oil. Bein Ba'atzmei Bein Al Yidei Achein. Whether he does it or others do it. Afilu Al Yidei Akam. Even through an Akam. Meaning, the worst thing to be on Shabbos is to be not feeling well. Right? But not sick. As we're going to see tomorrow, Bez Hashem. When you're really sick, you have a heter to do refuah. When you're not really sick, then you don't have a heter, and that's when they made a gezeira against refuah. And we will see tomorrow, Bez Hashem, how that goes. Okay, everybody should have a fine night. Should be matzliach.